You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Tom Ingracia, president of the Motive Act Group and author of the award-winning book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The Motive Act Group provides motivational and goal-setting seminars and workshops, as well as individual coaching for success. Tom, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It is. Certainly looking forward to your update as well. So for starters, getting right into it, 2014 was an amazing year, I understand, for you and your company. Tell our listeners about what you've been up to of late.
Well, you know, Eric, they say that life begins at 40. Well, in my case, life began at 60. And yes, in 2014 was probably the best of my life from a professional and career perspective. As you mentioned at the top of the show, my book One Door Closes was recognized with a National Indie Excellence Award in May of last year, which was something that I had dreamed about but hadn't really ever thought would happen. And having that kind of recognition certainly was a boost to me as an author, and it certainly has helped to boost our book sales through the remainder of the year. The other really cool thing that happened for me this past year, and again, this is, you know, I'm all about dreams coming true, and when I was growing up, one of my dreams was to have my own radio show. Well, I just celebrated my first anniversary of being on WCUW 91.3 FM in Worcester, Massachusetts, every Tuesday morning with a show called The Motown Jukebox. So I get to go in for 3 hours a week and just play all this great Motown music that I grew up listening to and loving so much. So that was another really significant thing that happened to me this year. And the kicker, Eric, is in November, now I've only been on the radio for 1 year, in November I was named Best Radio Personality in Worcester in a local readers poll, which just absolutely blew my mind. And then the other thing that happened toward the tail end of 2014 is I got a contract to write my second book, which I'm currently working on, and this one is going to be a book about Motown records and the significance of Motown in American culture and society in the 1960s. So it was just a mind-blowing year.
I would say so. Very inspiring, I might add. Now, you mentioned that your book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams, won a National India Excellence Award. Why do you think the book has resonated with so many people?
Well, you know, Eric, the premise of the book is the stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity and over tragedy to achieve their dreams and to achieve their goals. And what we really have found, you know, we have so many people coming to us who have read the book saying, you know, until I read so-and-so's story in One Door Closes, I thought I was the only one who was experiencing this situation. I thought I was the only one. And so I think the reason the book has resonated is that power of sharing our stories and sharing the experiences that we've had in life and how we've learned from those experiences and how sharing those stories can help another person in a similar situation. There's so much power there. And I think so often, you know, we tend to think that our own stories are insignificant, that, you know, it's something that's very personal to us. And, you know, how can my story or how can my experience possibly be of benefit to anybody else? But again, there's such power in sharing those stories. And because you never know when your story is going to touch another person and when the experiences you've had and how you navigated through those experiences is going to help another person with their life situation. So that really has been the power of the book, and I think that's why it has resonated with so many people.
I know that one time you had mentioned that you were interested in turning the book into a documentary film. Is that still in the works? Give us an update on that.
Oh, absolutely. That's my really number one goal for 2015 is to turn One Door Closes into a documentary film. We've just completed filming a three-minute video trailer for the book that my co-author Jared Krodimsky and I are now going to use to go out and try and find investors who will back us in this venture to turn the book into a documentary film. Because, again, we feel there's so much power in this book, and we want to get this message of hope and healing and success in front of as many people as we possibly can. And I think even beyond the power of having the written word, the stories in written format, I think there's going to be even more power when people are actually able to visually see the people who are profiled in One Door Closes and sit there and actually watch them sharing their story and see the power and the emotion and the triumph each one of these people brings to this venture and has brought to the book. So if you know anyone out there, who has $500,000 or so they're looking to invest, we're looking for investors in the documentary One Door Closes.
Certainly glad to hear things are developing for the documentary film there. Today we're joined by Tom Ingrassia, president of the Motivac Group that provides motivational and goal-setting seminars and workshops as well as individual coaching for success here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tom, if you would, touch more on the new book that you're working on now.
Well, this new book, Eric, really is my dream book because 50 years ago, when I was 11 years old, I fell in love with the music of Motown. And that really was kind of the thing that inspired my whole life. This music really provided the soundtrack for my life. And for many, many years, I've wanted to write a book about Motown, not only about the impact that Motown had on individual lives in the 1960s, but the impact that Motown had on American culture and society, because it really was a trend-setting musical genre, and it's the music that in the 1960s brought people together. Well, last fall, I was contacted by Arcadia Publications, who were looking to publish a book about Motown, and someone had said, well, you have to get in touch with Tom Ingrassia. He is a Motown historian, and I think he would be interested in working with you on producing this book. So I've been hard at work for the past several months pulling together information and photographs and interviews with people for this book that will be called Images of Modern America, Detroit and Motown. And it really is going to focus on around the groundbreaking role that Motown played in culture and society, not only in the 1960s, but even moving into today, because, 50 years later, we're all still listening to that great music that came out of Detroit in the 1960s.
And it may be a bad question, but is there a particular favorite group within the Motown genre?
You've asked the million-dollar question, Eric. Well, back in 1964, I fell in love with the Supremes, Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard, and they kind of fueled my dreams and my fantasies. And then in the about 14 years ago, I actually had the opportunity to go to work for Mary Wilson of the Supremes. I had met her many years ago, and we maintained a connection and a friendship. And back in 2001, she actually asked me to go to work for her, managing her merchandising business. Again, when you talk about dreams coming true, what bigger dream could come true than going to work for someone that you grew up listening to and idolizing throughout your childhood and early adulthood? So it was the Supremes who did it for me, and then for 5 years, I had the great pleasure and privilege of working for Mary Wilson of the Supremes.
Wow, that's something else. And just on a personal note, I'm a big Marvin Gaye fan, so.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing about Motown, Eric, is that when you think about the roster of artists that that Berry Gordy pulled together, it was absolutely phenomenal. No other record company in the 60s could touch them in terms of the amount of talent that Motown had.
You are so correct, and I know you enjoyed that radio show of yours as well, being able to play the music that you're so passionate about. So you're certainly making dreams come true and backing up what you coach others to go after as well. In conclusion, what is your definition of success, Tom?
Well, for me, Eric, my definition of success is being able to wake up every morning ready to jump out of bed and face the new day, because I never know what my day is going to bring to me, but I know that it's always going to bring me something new and exciting. And, you know, in my coaching business, then having the opportunity to work with people and to help guide other people to live into their dreams the way that I have been able to live into my dreams, for me, that is success, being able to pass along what I've learned and what I've been fortunate enough to achieve and accomplish in my life, and to, you know, again, pass that along and to help others do those same things. That, for me, that defines my success. It's more than money. It's more than any of the material things. It's that intrinsic quality of helping others.
Well said, Tom. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information on the Motivac Group and where can people get the book?
All right. Well, our website is www.motivactgroup.com, and that's M-O-T-I-V as in Victor, A-C-T, group.com. There is all sorts of information on the website about the services that we offer, the seminars and the workshops and the individual coaching. The book is available, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity, is available from Amazon.com, or people can contact me directly, and I can provide a copy of the book also. If you contact me directly, you get an autographed copy of the book. Also, people can go to our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/mentalmassage, MENTALMASSAGE. So it's Facebook.com/mentalmassage.
Tom, it's always a pleasure, and thanks so much for taking out a moment of your busy day to spend some time with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're welcome, Eric. It's always great to talk with you as well.
We've been speaking with Tom Ingrassia, president of the Motivac Group and author of the award-winning book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The Motivac Group provides motivational and goal-setting seminars and workshops, as well as individual coaching for success. And once again, the website of reference is MotivacGroup.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.